Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we started a new teaching, the baptism with the Holy Spirit. My friend, what a critical teaching for today, because I will tell you there are tens of thousands, if not millions, of Christians, and some believers are just dead wrong about what they believe about the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Now, I will tell you there are entire denominational positions are just flat out wrong. Ministries are just operating in open air and in disobedience on this matter. Now, we started off on the right foot looking at Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, where it says that the promise of the Father is the baptism with the Holy Spirit, and for the disciples were to stay in Jerusalem until it comes. Now, the promise of the Father in Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. My friend, there was only one promise of the Father, one promise of the Father, and again, that is the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Now, we also discussed how the baptism is the number one cause of division and strife and controversy in the church today. Oh, my friend, battle lines have been drawn between the Pentecostals and the Charismatics on one side and the more mainstream denominational churches, the Baptists, the Methodists, the Presbyterian, the Luthers, and more on the other. And at the heart of this issue of the baptism with the Holy Spirit really strikes at the heart of what Christianity is and what life in Christ is all about. That's so important, I'm going to say it again. At the heart of the issue of the baptism with the Holy Spirit really strikes at the heart of what Christianity is and what life in Christ is all about. Two more quick points from last week, my friend. We also discussed that most people have been taught what position they believe based on having an experience or not having an experience. And lastly, we agree the scriptures are not silent, repeat, not silent on this topic, but due to their self-bias and selfishness on both sides, little regard is given to exploring the scriptures, which speaks volumes to the fact that the church is divided on this matter. Each simply shows how devoted they are to each of their sides. They're so, just stuck, of having their own way. And to the principles and belief about Christ, now notice, instead of to Christ Himself. Do we really believe God is okay with all of this division? Do we really think there will not be any consequences to pay for our rebellion? I will leave that at your heart, my friend. As I said last week, we will begin to look at the positions of the two camps to see which one that you would prefer to warm your hands at their fires. Now, I realize there could be an entire book written on this matter, but I would like to give a brief review of what the two camps believe on this matter, the matter of the baptism with the Holy Spirit. First, we'll look at the Charismatics and the Pentecostal position. It is commonly taught in Charismatic and Pentecostal circles that the baptism with the Holy Spirit is a second blessing, a second experience in addition to salvation. We must note that and be clear about it, because the insistence upon the baptism with the Holy Spirit as a second blessing is fundamental to their position and to their doctrines. In other words, what this means is the Charismatics and the Pentecostal teach that the baptism with the Holy Spirit is not received, repeat, not received at salvation or at our new birth. No, rather it is a second experience received after you are born again. But wait, there's more. Because the Charismatics and the Pentecostal position teaches the baptism with the Holy Spirit is not received at salvation, but it is received in addition to salvation, it also teaches that it is possible to be fully saved and born again and yet lack the second blessing of the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Indeed, those that hold to this Charismatic and Pentecostal position openly teach that there are many Christians who have been born again, but have not been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Again, the baptism with the Holy Spirit as a second and separate experience from that of salvation is fundamental to their position and to their doctrines. Now, here's what they teach more in detail. They say when we are saved that Christ comes to dwell in us through the Holy Spirit. They refer to this as the indwelling. They believe that we are fully saved, but they do not believe that we have received the Holy Spirit's fullness. For that experience, we must seek His second experience of the baptism with the Holy Spirit. This second experience adds to the indwelling of Christ we've already received in salvation with a fullness or an overflow. Included in the overflow and the fullness is this second blessing are many spiritual dimensions of the Christian experience, things like speaking in tongues, prophecy, healings, and so forth. But let us not get into these areas quite yet here. In addition, the charismatics and Pentecostals say that at salvation we are baptized, now notice, in, not with, the Holy Spirit. Did you get that fine point, my friend? Baptized in, not with, the Holy Spirit. That is how Christ comes to indwell us. But the additional second blessing is the baptism with the Holy Spirit, and that is how we receive the Holy Spirit fullness, i.e., the overflow that I spoke about. The distinction between being baptized in versus with the Holy Spirit is also fundamental to the charismatic and Pentecostal's position and to their doctrine. So, that is the charismatic and Pentecostal's position in a nutshell. The baptism with the Holy Spirit is not additional, is an additional gift from God that is not, repeat, not automatically included in salvation. They teach that it is possible to be indwelt by Christ through the Holy Spirit, but not to possess the Holy Spirit fullness because you've never received the second blessing or the second experience. Thus, in their eyes, there are millions of non-charismatics and non-Pentecostals who have been born again, but who have never received the second blessing and everything that is included that God has for us in it. Now to the non-charismatic and the non-Pentecostal portion of the church. Much of the rest of the church, and now I won't say not so much for the body of Christ, which is something different, they do not believe the baptism with the Holy Spirit is a second blessing, one that we must seek in addition to salvation. Oh no, they believe that the baptism with the Holy Spirit is not, repeat, not only received at salvation, but they also believe that it is salvation received. And that's a fine point there. They also believe that everything God has for man is received through the new birth and that there is no need for a second blessing or a second experience. Oh, okay, so now can we see why we must run to ground or discover the meaning of the baptism with the Holy Spirit? How can we truly understand the real meaning of Christianity if we do not know the truth about this topic? And why? We are actually discussing the meaning of salvation itself and when we receive all things from Christ. I would not suggest if we remain in the dark on this matter that we cannot be saved or live a fruitful Christian life. Oh no. But what I am saying is, do we really want truth or not? Do we really want truth or not? My friend, truth sets us free and protects us from error, which always leads to spiritual loss and death. Make no mistake, my friend, I have to believe as time goes on that if the church, even today, this matter of the baptism of the Holy Spirit that causes the division and strife and controversy is only going to become bigger and more confusing. Only bigger and more confusing than we can imagine. Amen? Next week we will start looking at spiritual gifts. Wow, spiritual gifts. But again, let us not lose, the main point that I've been discussing. do we really think God is unhappy with all of this confusion and division and controversy with the baptism with the Holy Spirit? Do we really think God will look past the foolishness and such? Do we really think that there will not be any consequences for the division and strife within the church? Well, look at the church today. What do you think? What do you think, my friend? More next week on the baptism with the Holy Spirit. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping and praying that this new teaching, the baptism with the Holy Spirit, is going to go ahead and open up your understanding and give you revelation knowledge and illuminate your spirit and just bring you into the truth some things that God this so desperately wants to give to us. And there will be a coming together of the body of Christ. And it won't be a church, it will be the body of Christ, where there's one body, one baptism, one spirit. Let me say that again. One body, one baptism, and one spirit. God bless you. Have a great week. And be sure and tune in next week, and we will look at spiritual gifts. Amen.